Across the street is St. John's Episcopal Church, which was established in 1706. The original brick building was enlarged several times. The current structure in the Gothic style was erected in 1859. The grave of Jonathan Dayton, Elizabeth native, Revolutionary War veteran, and youngest signer of the U.S. Constitution, is located beneath the church. The most famous rector was Reverend Thomas Chandler, who served, although not continuously, from 1751 to 1790. He fled to England during the American Revolution, pleading ill health, but there were rumors that he and his wife were suspected of spying for the British. His son William stayed in New Jersey and attained the rank of captain in the New Jersey Volunteers, a loyalist regiment under the command of British General Skinner. The church was vacant during Chandler's absence, since the Church of England was identified with the British crown. The British used the graveyard to quarter cavalry horses during their brief occupation of Elizabethtown in 1776, and both sides may have used it as a hospital. The interior was gutted, there were at least two attempts to burn the building down, and the organ pipes were melted down to make musket balls. When the present church was erected, and again in 1895, when a new rectory was built, many of the gravestones were moved to the north side of the church. Very few of these stones mark exact grave locations. Some of the grave markers are in French. There were French residents of Old Elizabethtown and French-speaking visitors from the West Indies. Some of the latter spent summers in Elizabethtown. The summer here was more pleasant than in the tropics. The garden on the south side of the church was begun in 1953 in an effort to transform a barren grass plot into a place of peace and beauty.